This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes for assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana today. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will count it first. The commission has set up robust, foolproof and secure infrastructure facility for disseminating trends and results through its website www.eci.gov.in. In Jammu and Kashmir, the result will decide the political fate of 873 candidates. 28 counting centers have been set up across the Union Territory. In Kashmir, 10 counting centers have been established for the counting of votes. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. In Haryana, 90 centers have been set up across 22 districts for counting of votes today. Voting for 90 members Haryana Assembly took place on 5th of October. Today, result will decide the political fate of 1,031 candidates. India has extended support of $400 million and bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crores rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by the Maldives. Decision in this regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives Dr. Mohammad Mizu in New Delhi yesterday. Beside the currency swap agreement, the two countries signed the two MOUs including on bilateral cooperation on preventing and combating corruption. The two MOUs were also renewed between two countries on capacity building programs for Maldivian judicial officers in the field of sports and youth affairs. UN Home Minister Amit Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, all left-wing extremism-affected states working shoulder to shoulder are committed to completely eliminate Naxalism by March 2026. Mr. Shah stated that in order to complete eradicate Naxalism, it is essential to give final push to eliminate this menace once for all. Mr. Shah chaired a review meeting in the Chief Minister of LWE-affected state in New Delhi yesterday. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has formed an internal committee of comprehensively review the Income Tax Act 1961. The Ministry of Finance said that the goal of this committee is to make the act concise, clear and easy to understand, which will reduce dispute litigation and provide greater tax certainty to taxpayers. The Ministry also invited suggestions for stakeholders, experts and public on the Income Tax e-filling portal. The suggestions are invited under four categories, that are simplification of language, litigation reduction, compliance reduction and redundant provisions. Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said that India aimed to be among top 10 shipbuilding nation by 2030 and top 5 by 2047. Delivering the keynote address at the Hamburg Sustainability Conference in Germany, the minister highlighted India's progress in renewable energy and green shipping. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Award for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will be honored with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the film of cinema. The Best Actor Award will confirm to Rishabh Shetty for his stupendous performance in Kannada film Kantara. Indian gymnast Deepa Karmakar has announced retirement for professional competition. After giving 25 years to the sport, Deepa, a prominent and celebrated figure in the world of gymnastics, decided to step back due to physical demands on sport on her body. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to the scientists Victor Ambros and Gary Ruckman for the discovery of microRNA and a role in post-transcriptional genes regulation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.